2007 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Mr. Robbins to give the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mr. Robert Grab. Please stand.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in majesty and power, you spread out the heavens and establish the earth. As part of your perfect plan, you gave man dominion over what you created. But dominion is not without responsibility. To that end, we pray specifically for this commission, that you would grant us wisdom and resolve, that we might faithfully discharge our responsibilities as stewards of the Commonwealth's natural resources. We also pray for justice in government, and that our decisions would be just, impartial, and consistent with the rule of law. In your sovereign name, amen.
Amen.
Please place the flag. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you again. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the May 2007 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. While this is not a court of law, it is a quasi-judicial body, which means that the cases that come before this body are appealable to the circuit court, sometimes higher. During the habitat management portion of the agenda, individuals that come forward on matters that are important to you will be placed under oath and asked to tell the truth. I can assure you that if you're here on a matter, you will be afforded an opportunity to be heard, and look forward to a very productive meeting. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Does anyone on the commission have any modifications, additions, corrections, or deletions to the agenda? Hearing none, does staff have any additions, deletions, corrections? Mr. Grab. Okay. Item 2E will be stricken from the agenda today. Any further from staff? There being no further, the agenda for approval is before the commission.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion?
Please note that I was not here. I will not be voting.
You can vote on the agenda for 30 minutes. Yep. All in favor of the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Now we have two sets of minutes to approve. The first one is the special meeting of the Marine Resources Commission that was held at Thomas Nelson Community College, Hampton, Virginia, and Southwest Community College, Richland, Virginia, which was held by teleconference. There were five members there, myself, Mr. Bowden, Mr. Holland, Dr. McConaughey, and Mr. McCleskey. You all have had a chance to review the minutes. Are there any corrections or deletions to the special meeting held on March 12th? There being none, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion made by Mr. McCleskey. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously 5-0. The next item on the agenda are the minutes from the April 24th meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. You've had a chance to review those minutes. Are there any additions, corrections, deletions? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had one correction to note on item number 8, page 18. The minutes as presented indicate that Associate Member Schick made a motion and then seconded the motion. In fact, Mr. Schick made the motion and I seconded the motion.
Well, thank you for, we won't have to pull the record on that. You seconded that one?
Right.
Great. Kathy, you have that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Any other corrections? Very, very good eye there. Further discussion?
Move the approval as amended.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. That, Mr. McCleskey abstains on that motion because he was absent from that meeting. Straight on that, Kathy?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. The next item, I'd like to take this opportunity to swear in the staff members of Virginia Institute of Marine Science that may be testifying and will be testifying today. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. We have a guest here today. Dr. Hirschner from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science is here with us today, and I'd like to introduce some members of his staff. Carl, good to have you here, sir.
Thank you, Commissioner, and members of the Commission. Just a minute of your time. I wanted to come before you today with the members of the Wetlands Advisory Program from VIMS, just to put some faces to the VIMS comments that you frequently see. It's not that we're unhappy with having ourselves represented by Dave and Lyle, but I did want you to know that there is a full staff that works on these things regularly. And so I'll just get them to stand, if you don't mind, including Dave. This is the group from VIMS that has been toiling on behalf of the governor and citizens of the Commonwealth for the past, in some cases, several decades. This is the group that works with your staff to prepare the comments that are presented to you. And for the foreseeable future, we're going to try and have the people who have prepared comments that you're going to be dealing with present at these meetings in case you have questions for them. So, again, thank you. And we
Dr. Hirschner, do I dare put you on the spot and you introduce them individually?
I can do that.
Please.
Fortunately, I didn't swear myself in.
That's okay. That way you can make a mistake.
And, Julie Bradshaw, Pamela Mason, Molly Ruggiero, Todd Herbert, and Karen Duren, and of course you all know Dave O'Brien.
Absolutely.
The only person missing today is Dr. Kirk Havens, who works with myself directing this. Kirk is in federal court today on a wetlands case for the federal government. So.
Well, I can't begin to tell you how much we appreciate the work of your staff. Because your VIMS comments, you know, you do put a face to it, and it's really nice to do that because I can assure you the assistance that you provide to us is invaluable. We look to VIMS to provide us the best information, the best science possible when we make these decisions, and your reports make things a lot easier for us as we deliberate. So thank you so very much, and send my best to Dr. Wells as well.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We also have some new employees on staff, and what I would like to do now is, by division, Bob?
Dan Bacon is our newest environmental engineer. He replaced Tracy West, who, you know, took a job with the Navy. Dan's completing his master's degree in environmental science from Christopher Newport University and comes to us with a 20-year, after a 20-year career in the Navy. He will be handling the northern neck areas of the Commonwealth and some of the western territories that we have from the standpoint of permitting.
Look at Dan. Good to have you here. Jack? Joe? Jim? Jerry? Mr. Grist?
Sir. I'd like to introduce you two new fisheries technicians. These are positions that were vacated by Brad Reams, which Habitat stole from us. And where's your Hancock, who's gone over to our biological sampling program. First off, Ms. Erin Bradshaw. She has a B.S. Environmental Science from CNU and is currently working on her Master's in Environmental Science, also at CNU, focusing on water quality. We've added her to the staff recently. And Mr. Aaron Kaufman. He has a B.S. in Fisheries Science from Virginia Tech, and before he came on board here, he's working with DEQ on biological monitoring. One other person I'd like to introduce to the Commission, we actually have our own intern this year working in fisheries management for the summer, courtesy of ODU and Dr. Marshall. Her name is Ms. Noreen Mansfield, who's leaning up against the post hiding right now. She has a B.S. in Biology at ODU and is currently working on her Master's there.
Great. Thank you very much. Welcome aboard.
Commissioner, I'd like to say what a wonderful job he did over at the Black Gum Tournament on Saturday and Sunday. It just did an excellent job. He was. How many drum did you take care of for us?
38.
Tell us what you did.
Basically, what we did was, after they did the official weigh-in at the tournament, we brought the fish down to a workup station, got the length information, sex, pulled the otoliths out. And most of the anglers wanted their fish back, so we had a process down that within 3 minutes we could have any fish back to them, so we didn't delay them from getting to cut up their fish. We only had one refusal, but most of the anglers brought us the fish they weighed in, plus a few extras that they caught on board. And it was a great cooperative effort between us, the Chamber of Commerce, on the Eastern Shore.
It was all positive comments. I didn't hear anything but
appreciate
but rave reviews. So you did an excellent job, sir.
We like to hear that, JT. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Law enforcement? law enforcement prepared for anybody today, where we'll have an influx of, I say influx, probably four or five new Marine police officers coming on in the next month or so. They're working their way through the psychological and their background and physicals and different things like that. It takes us from the time we put the application out until the time we actually make a conditional offer for law enforcement officers, sometimes 75 to 80 days because the process is so in-depth. So anyway, that's well, we're a little short there. Administration and Finance have any? Okay. Well, thank you very much.